From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Times Union reports that incumbent Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado won their primary elections. They'll face Republican Congressperson Lee Zeldin and Allison Esposito in November. Locally, there was an upset as progressive candidate Sarah Hannah Shrestha currently leads incumbent Kevin Cahill in the Democratic primary for the 101st Assembly District, which includes parts of Ulster and Dutchess County. Absentee ballots could still sway that race. Hochul, with about 67% of the vote, beat Jomani Williams, with about 20% of the vote cast, and Thomas Suozzi finishing with about 13% of the votes. In the Republican contest for governor, Congressperson Lee Zeldin, who voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election, bested Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and upstate businessperson Harry Wilson. With Zeldin getting about 44% of the votes, Giuliani at 23%, Astorino at 18%, and Wilson at 14%. For Lieutenant Governor, Delgado got about 60% of the vote. Progressive Anna Maria Chilla received about 25% of the votes cast, and New York City's Diana Arena at about 14%. Allison Esposito was unopposed for the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor. 30-year incumbent Assemblyperson Kevin Cahill lost to the more progressive Sarah Hannah Shrestha, a first-generation immigrant from Nepal, with a 600-vote lead. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced June 28th the Castle Point VA Medical Center in Dutchess County will remain open. The Independent Asset and Infrastructure Review Commission had previously called on the Department of Veteran Affairs to submit a proposal that recommended closing Castle Point and relocating services. Subsequently, key Senate leaders and members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee said they would not support the commission's proposal moving forward, according to a press release from Schumer's office. That decision led to preserving health care services for nearly 7,000 Hudson Valley veterans, the release said. Schumer said in a statement, and I quote, "After months of fighting, I am pleased to announce the Castle Point VA Medical Center is staying open and right where it is," end quote. He said the federal government should invest further in bolstering veteran health care facilities in the Hudson Valley, a sentiment repeated by Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. He said he hopes the federal government would see the value of Castle Point and build on it as a foundation for increasing veterans' health care, including expanding mental health care. Democrat Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan called the decision to keep the Castle Point Center open a, and I quote, "huge win for the Hudson Valley and for veterans and their families across the nation," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Scott Stafford is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Work on the Main Street Bridge in Williamstown, Massachusetts has begun, affecting the flow of traffic on Route 2. Crews shifted the lanes to allow for work on the southern side of the span where support structures are in place. According to information from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, the project calls for the removal of the existing bridge's superstructure and substructure. Work will continue into May 2026. The bridge that crosses the Green River will be replaced in stages in an effort to maintain two lanes of travel as much as possible. The road will likely be closed 5 times during the construction for 24 hours or less at a time, and traffic detoured over Cole Avenue to allow the erection of bridge beams and the initial curing of the concrete deck. The plan is a complicated total replacement project, including bridge reconstruction, roadway reconstruction, drainage modifications, pavement markings, landscaping, and other tasks. Mass DOT spokesperson Judith Redden Riley said a temporary pedestrian bridge will be installed on the south side of the span to ensure that pedestrians can continue to cross during construction. Northern Construction is the main contractor. The price bid for the project was $5.2 million. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.